the timepiece at 2.5 to go. Brooks away for Tedesco. Here's an overlap. Here's a try. Lartini Zalesniak. He scores. West Tigers, you'd think they'd won the grand final, let alone avoiding probably the wooden spoon.
He summed it up beautifully, didn't he? Ray Warren from the Nine Network, Malachi Watini Zalesniak, the match-winning try. He joins us on the line. Hello, Malachi.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, how good was that?
Oh, it was awesome. It was an unreal experience there at Leichhardt.
The crowd were just quite phenomenal, weren't they? I mean, apart from scoring the winning try and having the boys celebrate around you, playing at home, playing at Leichhardt, it must have been a special experience as well.
Oh, it was unreal. That's my first game at Leichhardt since being at Tigers. So the crowd and the atmosphere was like none other. I thought Pepper Stadium was a massive atmosphere in the crowd, but Leichhardt's another level.
What about at 20 points of 6 at halftime? what was Coach Ivan Cleary saying to you then?
Oh, Ivan's a calm coach, so he kept all the boys calm, and he just said, just stick to our structures, complete our sets, and build pressure. Like, you don't need to go out there and force offloads and that, and we went out and did that in the second half.
How did you see the try, mate? Must have been a tremendous thrill to score a try, a match-winning try so close to the fans, but then you had to go through the old video ref. It went to the bunker. They were looking at obstruction back on the inside, and you got the green light.
Yeah, I think all the boys were a bit nervous. You know, after the ref went upstairs, I'm sure a few of the boys were you know, biting their nails and hoping for that green light.
What about leading to the game, Malachi, when you're talking about Manly Baringa coming across to your patch, they were flying. All the chat was about them and about them, you know, pushing through to the top of the table. But you guys sort of snuck under the radar, perhaps, a little bit, you could say.
Yeah, pretty much. I think all week the spotlight was on them. And I think a lot of people thought it was a guaranteed win for Manly. But we trained good all week. And there was a good feeling heading into the game.
And one of the guys we talked to a fair bit here is Aaron Woods. He's already mentioned about... Well, obviously, he goes to
had a big game, mate.
Doggies next year. He still lives and breathes the Tigers, though, doesn't he? It's quite incredible. How's his influence at training and a game?
Oh, it's massive. You know, having him on the field and at training, he just brings that energy, that our leadership and that guidance for all us inexperienced players. You know, Woodsy's a top bloke, and you know, it's always good running out on the field again with him.
No doubt about that. Mate, can you, apart from yesterday, I know we want to dwell on that because it was such a great victory. Can you tell us the week before when you actually had to play your younger brother, Dallin? What was that sort of experience like? At a club, you would have known all those guys so well after a mid-season switch.
Yeah, exactly. I think when I first signed with Tigers, Dal and I looked at our phones and tried to find what round or if we were versing each other, and it happened to be round 22. So it was a long time coming for the both of us. I think it was a little bit awkward, but both of us were just excited to be on the same field as each other again. Yeah, it was another good experience to go up against my younger brother.
Mate, Benji Marshall, you're still relatively young. Benji Marshall coming back to the West Tigers next year to add that bit of experience and to help the halves. What did the player group talk about yesterday about that? What was the general reaction to Benji's comeback?
I don't think the playing group's had enough time to kind of get together and talk about it, but I'm sure it'd be massive. Like, I grew up, you know, playing footy and wanting to do the Benji step or wanting to be Benji itself. So I'm sure a lot of the other young boys grew up watching him play. So his influence and his I guess his leadership will be massive next year for everyone.
I think that's part of the reason, I'm sure, why he's at the club, that he can help these young guys along and make sure they're getting the right direction. You know, getting a bit of razzle dazzle as well that he does on the same time. 2 weeks to go for you Malachi, you've got Cowboys coming up. That's at home again, the Campbelltown Stadium. And then the Warriors. It'd be nice to finish off and put them hard spot, if that's the case.
Yeah, you can beat them.
Yeah, definitely. I think our focus heading to the back end of the season is just trying to finish it strong and try and finish it with wins. So we'll be training hard on the paddock and hopefully taking it into our games on the weekends. And hopefully at the end of the season, we can hold our heads high with our wins that we get.
Pardon me, I meant to say three games. You still got you got the Roosters in there as well.
Forget about them.
You got them covered, haven't you?
You can beat the other two.
Yeah, hopefully we do this week.
Mate, look, just congratulations. Well done. It is good watching footy Sunday afternoon at Leichhardt. There's no doubt about that. Even better if you're out there scoring the winning try, Malachi. So we thank you very much for your time and congrats again.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.